Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, Georgia Republicans rally in Hall County for former President Donald Trump. More Georgia plaintiffs join a racial discrimination lawsuit against cereal maker General Mills, and Richmond Hill residents air their grievances about the city's response to Tropical Storm Debbie. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Georgia Republican leaders called for stricter border policies during a campaign event yesterday for former President Donald Trump. GPB's Sarah Callis reports from Northeast Georgia.
The GOP leaders were joined by local sheriffs at Jaymore Farms in Hall County. They advocated for a second Trump term, citing public safety, immigration policy, and inflation as reason to vote for the former president. Habersham County Sheriff Joey Terrell attended the gathering and says he is hopeful stricter border policies could slow the flow of drug trafficking into the U.S.
And we're all dealing with that. We all deal with the side effects of it. And not only that, we deal with the families, the ones who lose loved ones. And it's not just drug cartel. All gangs are tied into drugs.
However, recent data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows illegal border crossings have fallen sharply in the last 5 months, hitting a low since President Biden took office. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Hall County.
Georgia delegates were a key part of the Democratic Party's efforts to put the party into its party convention last night. During the ceremonial roll call of delegates, Atlanta rapper Lil Jon strode through the convention hall performing one of his songs. Atlanta Congresswoman Nikema Williams then officially cast the state's 123 delegate votes for presidential and vice presidential nominees Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Mr. Secretary, the South got something to say.
Also last night, former President Jimmy Carter's grandson, Jason Carter, honored his grandfather while supporting the Democratic ticket.
And though his body may be weak tonight, his spirit is as strong as ever. My grandfather can't wait to vote for Kamala Harris.
Former President Carter has been in hospice care at his home in Plains since early last year. Georgia counties are asking the state's election board to stop changing the rules ahead of the November election. The Georgia Association of Voter Registration and Election Officials released a statement yesterday saying its members are, quote, gravely concerned about changes creating unnecessary confusion. It comes after a new majority of board members aligned with former President Donald Trump adopted several new election rules. The district attorney in Macon-Bibb County wants to raise awareness about the dangers of ignoring the signs of domestic abuse. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
DA Anita Howard calls the recent killing of Macon resident Katina Fuller at the hands of her husband, who then took his own life, a perfect example of domestic violence warning signs being ignored. The deaths occurred after a judge earlier set no bail for Wayne Fuller Jr. on charges of stalking his wife. DA Howard had continued to pursue those charges despite Katina Fuller's request they be dropped. DA Anita Howard.
We must find ways to better balance victim autonomy with protective measures. The granting of bond, despite our office's objections, underscores the need for better risk assessment tools in our courts.
Howard says she'll speak to members of Macon-Bibb County's legislative delegation about how the issue could be addressed in the law. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Eight more Georgia plaintiffs have joined a lawsuit against cereal maker General Mills, accusing the company of racial discrimination. They join eight other current and former workers at the General Mills plant in Covington, southeast of Atlanta, who sued in June, saying for the past three decades, a group of white managers known as the Good Old Boys used racist language, held black employees to different standards, and retaliated against them when they complained. In the amended complaint filed today, lawyers for the workers argue acts of retaliation have continued since the suit was initially filed. General Mills says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. More than 17,000 AT&T workers across nine southern states, including Georgia, have been on strike since Friday. The Communications Workers of America accuses the company of unfair labor practices and for failing to bargain in good faith. AT&T has denied the union's accusations. On a picket line in downtown Macon, the CWA local chapter vice president Jeremy Chandler says maintenance and installation services are not happening right now as a result of the strike.
So if you order service, it's not being put in. If you have trouble with your service, it's not being repaired.
CWA says the strike includes technicians, customer service representatives, and others who install, maintain, and support the company's residential and business networks. A Kentucky-based private nursing college broke ground yesterday on a new campus west of Savannah. Galen College of Nursing has 21 campuses in a dozen states and is part of the national for-profit healthcare system, HCA Healthcare. That's the company that took ownership of one of Savannah's healthcare systems, Memorial Health, 6 years ago. Memorial Health officials were at the groundbreaking at the site in Pooler. Galen College expects its first classes to begin after construction is complete by the fall of 2025. Residents of Richmond Hill in southeast Georgia's Bryan County aired their grievances last night about the city's response to Tropical Storm Debbie. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
Tuesday's Richmond Hill City Council meeting was the first since Debbie tore through the area, causing major flooding on city streets and the neighboring Ogeechee River. Several residents said the city has long-standing drainage issues that should have been addressed well before Debbie's arrival. Cindy Hatala is a teacher in Richmond Hill.
We have had flooding issues, drainage issues, for quite a while in Richmond Hill. And we seem to put Band-Aids on these issues, but they have not been totally corrected. I've had children come in the classroom in tears telling me their house is flooded and they're living in hotels and they don't have anything because everything they have is gone. Heartbreaking.
Richmond Hill Mayor Russ Carpenter said city staff worked hard before and during the storm, which he described as unavoidable.
We must realize, though, that this storm was an act of nature and simply could not be prevented. There's no drainage system, no policy, and no plan which could have stopped this.
Data shows storms like Debbie are increasing in frequency, and research shows human-caused climate change is intensifying tropical storms and hurricanes through the warming of ocean temperatures. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Richmond Hill.
Hi, I'm David Zelsky from A Fork in the Road on GPB. Join me Thursday, August 29th at the Tybee Post Theater on Tybee Island for a special live taping of the Fork in the Road podcast. We'll be talking about the importance of coastal Georgia and its seafood with the dedicated individuals who farm it, fish it, and serve it. Find more information at gpb.org/community.
Federal prosecutors have announced indictments against 23 people they say conspired to use drones to deliver contraband drugs and cell phones to Georgia prisons. The U.S. Justice Department said today that many of those charged are alleged to have helped arrange the deliveries while they were already serving time in Georgia prisons. Among the prisons allegedly breached in the wide-ranging conspiracy was Georgia Diagnostic Prison in Jackson, home to the state's most intense solitary confinement. If convicted, sentences could range from 10 years to life in prison. There is no parole in the federal prison system. The indictments follow the arrest over a year ago of a Smith State prison warden on similar charges. In sports, Marcell Ozuna homered and Reynaldo Lopez pitched 5 strong innings in his return from the injured list, leading the Atlanta Braves to a 3-1 win over the NL East leading Philadelphia Phillies. In the opener of a crucial 3-game series, the Braves pulled within 6 games of Philadelphia. The two teams face off again tonight at Truist Park. Max Fried is scheduled to get the start for the Braves, and Aaron Nola will be on the bump for the Phillies. And in basketball, the Atlanta Dream take on the Phoenix Mercury tonight. Atlanta Dream center Tina Charles is only 10 points away from reaching the top 2 in scoring in WNBA history. She currently has 7,479 points. And that is all we've got for this edition of Georgia Today, and we do appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you'll come back tomorrow. There'll be more news in your podcast feed if you subscribe to this podcast. We'll bring you Georgia news tomorrow and every weekday afternoon when you subscribe. And if you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. The best way to give it is to email us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. And we are constantly refreshing our news site and giving you more from Georgia. So check it out at gpb.org/news. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.